Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. That's so much fun. We are here in a studio, but I was just looking at Life Fed from the Facebook, and we are also there. Then anybody who wants to go and see us live, not only listening to us talking, please go to LA Talk Radio, and I will be trying maybe to share in time of the show also link to our Life Fed. We'll be there for another 50 minutes. And hello, Accent On with Ilona Europa on LA Talk Radio every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. Our studio has four chairs. Sometimes it's much more occupied. Sometimes has unusual guest, because I always try to pair people in good way, I hope, to have something to talk about from many different corners. Today we'll be talking music, we'll be talking food, friendships, travels, is everything what I love to talk about, and hopefully it will be interesting show. Then maybe I will start introducing our guests, which I'm hoping people who listen to Accent On for 7 years right now, probably they know very, very well our Austrian friend, Reinhold. What is your name?
My name is Reinhold Schwarzwald.
And obvious, he has an accent, which means he's a perfect guest for Accent On. And Reinhold, you are originally from?
I am originally from Austria.
Yes, and obviously he was here many, many times, and anytime when I have a chance to bring Reinhold to our studio and his gorgeous gold saxophone, then, you know, and I'm calling him and say, come on over. And of course,
glad to be back.
Yay! You were traveling, then we'll be talking about that too. And of course, I started from Reinhold, but I supposed to start from my beautiful, beautiful Polish friend. She's in America for 100 years already. How many years we are here?
Lucky 14 years.
Oh, 14. And I'm 100 years here. You are only 14th, but Anya.
Yes.
And everybody needs to just know her name. Anya, how you spell your name? Closer to mic.
A-N-I-A. Anya?
Because sometimes it's Anna, sometimes it's Anya by J. We have a lot of friends also who are coming for our show, and the spelling of Anya can be different way. But you are Anya, and you represent your own company that is called NutriTune. One word. Spell. Close the mic. One more time.
NutriTune.
Then, of course, when we talk about nutrition and tuning our body, we already know that your company is really involved with probably changing people's habits from not so healthy to healthier. But that's your job to describe. What is NutriTune?
Well, NutriTune, it's like my personal philosophy. It's like a concept on how to eat. So basically, you tune yourself to this amazing healing power of nutrition. And that allows you to have this powerful, strong body and really sharp brain.
Powerful, strong body. You are the tiniest of the cutest body that walks on the earth. I know you eat well, and I don't want to mix your really business with what you also do as a professional dietitian, because you're a pretty serious girl with a lot of titles. You finished a lot of schools. Could you tell us? You finished some education in Poland, which, what type of school?
Well, I got my engineering and master degree in Poland in food technology and human nutrition. But then I found out, like, the processing food, learning how to make pasta or chips, that's not necessarily the way to go. I don't want to produce commercial food.
Yeah.
So I decided that I will rather take a path of being a counselor, like a dietitian. So I came to United States and I decided I want to study, like, to be dietitian. So I graduated Cal State Los Angeles, going through the internship at the various hospitals. And that allows me to have a license of dietitian here in California.
That's great.
Wow. What a good business this is. We all need you very, very much.
I need you guys too.
Oh, yes. But it's so true. Then people, she will make us healthier. Hopefully, we all will look like her.
Yeah, we need this very much right now.
Yes.
We need a lot of good advice on diet and everything.
And I know, because Reinhold is my friend, and I know that you are very lean, you like the sport. You like eat well and healthy.
I was swimming yesterday. I was in the pool. I was swimming for
an
hour.
You know, I was thinking that's a perfect duo for our show, because outside of us, which we talked a moment ago, will be coming to Reinhold. He'll be cooking for us some Australian or whatever food. And then Anya will cook for us Thai pad thai. That's what I love the most.
I look forward to that.
I know, because...
Big pressure on me.
Yes, she was traveling all around the world, and one of her travels, there was Thailand recently, yes, and you just came back from your travels. Then is a very good reason why I posted on Facebook recipe for sticky rice.
White, glutinous, and sweet.
Oh my gosh,
yeah. It's heaven.
What is the fruit that we are adding?
Mango.
Mango.
I love mangoes.
And of course, pad thai, which I tried with my daughter to go to international stores and trying to pick up stuff from recipes. But I think your recipes, but now when we'll go to your place, you will just show us how to cook, and then still we can talk weeks later.
Sometimes I start my day with mango in the morning. You know, that's the first thing.
I love mango. Yeah,
it's so juicy and, like, kind of uplifting and flavorful.
Poland, we didn't have this type of fruit.
No, because it's very exotic. Chocolate, In Poland, we used to have, like, apples and pears.
And plums, which I so much like it. Nothing wrong with that.
Plums are
fiber,
good.
Prunes.
Yeah.
Prunes are good. Yeah.
Yes, and... What
makes
is,
go.
Yeah, it was so good. That Anya is from Poland originally. Of course, like I mentioned, Reinhold? How you do? Reinhold.
So
I
hold
say,
the rain?
Yeah, hold the rain.
Yeah, but you are traveling all the time. You are a musician, and obvious, outside of touring, outside of recording here and there, mostly in America, really. But you love to travel, and you love to eat well.
Absolutely.
Then, okay, I think we started really well to tell people that we'll be talking about good food, and Anya will teach us how to do this pad thai and the sticky white
pad thai.
Yes, but you, Reinhold, will be listening to your two beautiful songs. And you'll be playing tiny little bit on your saxophone just for people to connect the musician and gorgeous instrument. You know, we love saxophone. It's obvious, very, very sexy. Okay, let's... Anya, you are our expert when it comes to diet, when it comes to good food, and of course, improving our cooking skills in the kitchen. And you have our segment on LA Talk Radio for the past, I think, 4 or 5 months. You were coming once a month, and you really gave us a lot of great advices before. Then anybody who wants to know more and know more what Anya was talking about before, you just need to go through LA Talk Radio Accent On link on LA Talk Radio page, and go to archives under Accent On, scroll down, it's 300 something shows, if not more, but obvious, the Anya Nutri tune is there, and you can listen live how many times you want to just learn the philosophy.
Memorize
all what Anya tries to teach us. And I'm sure she will announce today that in a few days you'll be having your website ready to go for everybody with gorgeous pictures, because you have Instagram, which you post amazing pictures, and they're really, really beautiful, colorful, and I cannot wait what your website will look like. Okay, then let's maybe find out why Thailand. Why this time did you decide to go to Thailand?
Well, because I want to go to Asia. I want to go to like more exotic country. And Thailand, it's like, I always love Thai food. And I love island hopping. I love like the street food, which Thailand is really famous from.
Street food. Yeah, that always scares me. That go, some people just, hey, have a food. And you never got sick? Sorry,
I'm trying to. Like, I'm a rebel. I mean, I like the unique foods and also the native foods. So the foods that people, they live in Thailand, they eat.
Is it healthy food?
Of course.
Like, how you trust that somebody knows what they give you to try?
If you see like a bunch of people like grouping in one, you know, specific place where they cook the foods, and you see them alive, you see them happy, like chatting.
Probably.
This is your indicator. Is
it? Yeah. And what did you eat? Okay, how long did you stay in Thailand?
Like almost 2 weeks.
That's a good time, really, to know the country a little bit.
Did you eat something there that was like, I mean, you know, food is such a cultural thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, every culture has their own specialties and stuff. And you know, certain things that, you know, we eat, other people find disgusting, and vice versa, right? Yeah. I mean, is there anything that you ate over there that we here would say, what? This is what you're eating? I mean, like, was there something like that?
Something yucky?
Actually, no. I mean, like, I really love curries. And
curry.
Okay, that's my accent.
I love your accent. I do.
So I went to this market, like local market in the island called Koh Lanta. Uh-huh. Really, like a little, still a little wild, not too many tourists. Actually, only native on that street market, and they were selling food from the plastic bags. They have those like all kinds of curries, all kinds of salads. Like papaya salad.
They just have it in plastic bags.
And they had those like small bags. And those bags are totally like sanitary. Maybe not that ecological, but like totally safe. And like, and everyone was buying like all kinds of different foods. So like me and my couple of my friends, we bought like variety of those different things. We sat on the grass and just, you know, like, and just enjoy the moment and enjoy like watching people like, you know, living there. And like, and I felt like part of that community. Like, I felt connected. That's cool. Even bought like the outfits, like, because it was really hot and we needed something to cover our
hot like faces. Today in LA, what type of hot? With humanity?
Yeah, well, maybe it wasn't
humanity.
Yeah, it was more humanitarian weather than today in the valley. I mean, we are cooking today. Crabs. But over there, yeah, the weather was nice. So we bought those like, special outfits to cover our faces. It ended up that place was Muslim, which like in Thailand, there's not that many Muslims, but like that place. So we looked like native in our outfits and eating the food.
Interesting.
And it was just amazing. I think that was one of my favorites.
Did you also learn some Thai words? I mean, did you learn how to speak a little bit?
Tiny bit, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, like then. Kokonka, it's like a hello.
Oh, closer to microphone. We want to hear this. How you say hello in Thailand? Come on, girl. Okay.
Kokonka.
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 That sounds good to me. Kokonka. I like that sound. Kokonka.
Did you learn something there? Like you really looked for recipe and looked, or you just tasted everything, thinking that when you come to LA, you will make your own twist on the food that you tasted there? Or you really took some classes, or you took classes here? Because we have this great recipe and your pictures from your party. You really, you had party without us, but you were cooking.
You were invited.
Yeah, the white sticky rice. We had no idea, but I posted. They look great, you know, look so good. And tell me from the touring for 2 weeks, the Thailand, coming back to LA, right away you start cooking what you ate there? How does this work? Or you try to cook there?
So, like, I've actually took classes before I went to Thailand.
Okay.
There's this place in Seal Beach called Prep Kitchen Store. They have, like, amazing cooking classes, amazing chefs. So I took the Thai cooking class over there. And so I knew already, like, how to cook those dishes. But I've learned some, like, little tricks And I do learn through immersion. So like through like tasting the foods and like mm-hmm. kind of finding those small unique things.
Nice.
So like yeah, pretty much it's like a combination of, you know, what I've learned in the class and what I saw there, like the way they serve the food and the way they combine it with other dishes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do they have a lot of meats?
Actually, not that much.
Are you a meat eater?
I am. I'm a carnivore. I
do
you,
Reinhold?
I eat everything.
Good for you.
Omnivore.
Oh, I like that. Yes. It's very hard to cook for everybody something else, you know, when they come to party. Oh, I don't eat this. I don't want to do that. Yeah,
I mean, I eat healthy, but I like, you know, good dishes that also, you know, have meat in there and everything. I do like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, I'm coming from a place like Austria, you know, has a strong culinary tradition like Poland has, and you know, Hungary, my mom's from Hungary and so forth, so you grew up with all these, you know, wonderful, beautiful things that you, those beautiful taste experiences that you definitely want to have, you know.
Then if they have a meat, what type of meat that they're using, Anya?
In Thailand?
Yeah.
So it's basically like seafood, so there's a lot of seafood, like all kind of fish and shrimp and
love that too.
Also chicken, not that much beef. Like my friend, she really loves beef and we were like hunting for beef, which was really rare.
Red meat, no too much red meat.
Yeah.
Then outside of beautiful, what's the beautiful there?
Amazing, like the islands, like I saw like 17 islands.
Wow.
Wow.
And you basically like hop from one to another.
Like on a what?
On the boat or ferry. So that was like close to Krabi, which is like a couple hours from Phuket.
Okay.
I didn't really like Phuket. It's too commercial, too touristy. Mm-hmm. So I went like farther and to see like less touristy places. But they have a bunch of trips, bunch of excursions. You can also get private tours, which we also tried.
That and was a place that you leave, like hotel or something, was it a comfortable place to stay? Did they have everything what you needed? Some people just, like, I don't like so much to not have, you know, a good bathroom, or, you know, just I like a little bit comfort. Then I don't know how much comfortable, you know, hotels were there for you.
Well, so I went in the non-touristy season. So, like, in the resort with, like, 100 bungalows, it's like walking on the moon resort.
Wow.
Me and my girlfriend were the only guests.
What?
we had a room with breakfast in the morning. We have like full service. Like they were all like
queens.
Yes.
No kidding. Yeah. This is
of
great.
The season.
And why is that off season now? Because I mean, why is that off season now over there? Because like it was
summer.
Back,
seems
right?
like summer.
Yeah. Because it's like in Thailand, like most of the people come there like during winter. Like especially European winter.
You're right.
So that's a good tip
for everybody.
You got the best treatment because
of
you
course.
Were treated. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so we felt like special, like, and everywhere we went, like, we were like just two of us, and like we had private driver, and then the excursions were not overbooked. That was like air to breathe and room to kind
I
of
love
like
it. I think
enjoy.
I have to go to Thailand
we
now.
We need to
I'm
go.
Just like
yeah, and talk to us about expenses. Yeah. I don't know why we are doing commercial for the,
right.
you know, Thailand, but you know what? If it's great food and
Absolutely.
We'll learn the recipe that you brought for us in a moment, and then I think people would like to have this recommendation. Was this expensive trip? 2 weeks, you said. Nice off-season hotel. Mm-hmm. 17 islands plus, you know.
Bangkok, Chiang Mai, and then the Krabi and Koh Lanta. So, like, a bunch of places.
Wow.
Three airplanes back and forth. So, like, I'm always, like, I like to look for deals. So, I think it was kind of, like, budget-friendly trip. It was no more than
$2,000.
That's
amazing.
Everything.
That's
wow,
amazing.
Everything. Wow.
We kind of took a risk to fly by Eastern China Airlines.
Okay.
The reviews were kind of like shabby.
Okay.
But then like we were like, okay, that was like the perfect like timing. It was red eye flight, short layover. So for like $500 back and forth, but it was amazing. I'm really impressed.
Wow.
It was brand new airplane
with
like, you know, the mini screen with like the games and all kinds of cool
movies.
$500 back and forth.
And there was even a captain on board, right? Piloting the plane.
Did they feed you?
They don't have a rubber.
The food was good.
Yeah, they have like Thai food served okay. in the airplane, and they have alcohol included, everything.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, before we start cooking with Anya of NutriTune, and we'll talk a little bit about her website, which I understand that probably will be www.nutritune.com.
NutriTuneForLife.com.
Oh, okay. One more time.
So it's www.nutritune4life.com.
Okay.
Nice.
And you think that next week we really can expect to go there and start knowing more what you offer to us?
Yeah, so the thing is...
What will be there?
So I'm doing this website on Wix platform, yes. which is like supposed to be easy, but it's not as easy as I thought. So, and I'm doing that by myself.
Okay, Reinhold, I just found out that he is amazing technological genius outside of playing saxophone. Hey, you will, now you have somebody to talk to, you know, you have issues. Yeah?
So I'm like, you know, it takes me time, but then I'm learning a lot.
Yes.
And it's so like... You know, kind of cool process to build up, you know.
I know they always say it's so easy, right? So they make those commercials and say, oh, yeah, I built my website on Wix and it's so easy. And then you go there like, oh, my God.
You try to drag something and it's like it's ended up like in totally opposite part of your website.
Aww.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know also. No, I know nothing about that. My daughter made a very good website for me, www.ilonaeuropacreative.com. And I don't know how she did it, but this is like one of the best one that I have. Really very, very, very good one. Then Wix is doing a good job. You need to see if you have some questions. Maybe my child can help you too. Anyway, let's bring some music to our show, okay? Because Reinhold is here with your gold, gorgeous saxophone. I would love to know, and we all know, the sound. We would like to know the sound. Live sound in a studio. When you play, we cannot really play too long because we have studios all around that they have live shows also. But please, for our people who listen and see us, just play something a little bit. One more time, a little bit more, one more time, because I just start taping you. The same was so beautiful. I have you for my memories forever. Gorgeous. And this probably was a part of song, some segment of the new song, or you just composed something?
I composed it right on the screen.
Oh my gosh, exclusively
on
Accent On. We'll be calling this Accent On.
There you go.
Okay? I love it. Okay, then I think we can go straight to our first song that we'll be playing. Do you want to... sax dance?
Yes, or? Go ahead with that.
Let's do that. I will be dancing. Okay, come on, baby. Yes.
Thank you.
I know. Everybody's driving right now and listening to us or whatever they listen. And they will be...
It's like,
it's so beautiful. You know, where we can send people if they want to purchase one of your albums?
Oh, yeah. It's on iTunes. So I can be found on iTunes, Reinhold Schwarzwald.
Name of the album?
Yeah, it's itunes.com/Reinhold Schwarzwald, I guess. And this is the album Sunset. Yes, on iTunes right there.
I know this song because I played a few times already, and I just love it.
Thank you so much.
Really, really hooky, and I really know this song, and I love it. I always see people, you know, in my head driving the gorgeous cars, you know, down and ocean on the left, you know. It's so sweet.
Like a lullaby kind of situation.
Yeah, that's the perfect music for everything what you'd be cooking for us, Anya, from NutriTune for Life.
And you caught the note because you were a great singer, and you were just singing it right there. You know,
how could I not to even? Oh, yeah, I know. Yes. But it's the girl who, whatever, the lady singing there with you. That's a very nice voice. Mm-hmm. Who was the singer?
Well, actually, the song I wrote together with two friends of mine. With my friend Max Marulani and my friend Patrice Russian, and Patrice is one of the greatest talents in music that we have, and she was, you know, several times music director for the Grammy Awards, and for many years also for the NAACP Awards and so forth. She's a great producer and fantastic.
Maybe she can come here with you once.
Oh yeah.
Can you maybe, if she's not too busy? But that would be amazing. We can play this song. It will be tutu everybody together.
Yeah, wow. She's a really amazing talent, and she produced the song. So, you know, these are her arrangements, and it's great. I mean, I'm always like, I always like to listen to it myself because it came out really nice. I think I really love it. You know?
Very elegant, very, very beautiful. We have one more song that we'll be playing, but you mentioned that you were traveling not long ago.
I just came back from Europe like 2 weeks ago. I was there for 3 weeks, and I was in France. I landed in Paris, and then I went to Germany, and then to Austria, and then to Czech Republic, to Prague, and then on my travel back, I flew back from Zurich, so I was also in Switzerland for a little bit, so it was a really cool trip, and connected with lots of my musicians' friends who were there, and also visited family, so my parents are musicians as well, so it was great to be there. And hang out with them.
How long did you spend there?
3 weeks total.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect vacation.
And I had, of course, wonderful food.
Obviously. European food.
Great food in Austria. Had some great food in France.
Tell us. We want to know for everybody who would like to visit Austria, and what we can expect in the restaurant. What is the perfect Austrian food?
Well, I mean, of course, there is like one that is. A staple in Austrian cuisine is the goulash, the Viennese goulash, you know, and so that's a beef stew.
Yum.
And yeah, that's cooked for a long time, and you know, it has lots of onions in there. So you take like a kilo of onions and you chop them up, and then you cook them for a while, and you have, I mean, it's really beautiful, beautiful, very hearty, very kind of a.
Potatoes also. Is there only vegetables, onions, and or only onions and meat?
It's a beef. It's served with potatoes. Actually, yeah, it is served with potatoes. So they come on the side. Then of course you have. So that's very kind of a comfort food kind of thing. Then you have like Wiener Schnitzel. Everybody knows that, you know. So like that's you know, that's the you get a lot of good soups actually, because Austria is really known for soups. You know, all kinds of.
Anya, you love soups too. Yes, you
said that. Chicken soup.
Yeah, we talk about chicken soup.
Chicken soup is amazing. Yeah, comforting, right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's really comfort food. That reminds me of my aunt in Hungary. My mom is from Hungary, and I remember the Hungarian chicken soup. It was really, really good. Left a great taste on my taste buds, and just very special.
Is it spicy?
No, it's not spicy, but I don't know why it tastes really different, but it's like I really have some memories from my early childhood, and yeah, just tasting this chicken soup in that way.
Memory.
And then of course there's a lot of, I mean, Austrians have a lot of They have a lot of sweets, you know. They have like what you call Mehlspeisen. Mehlspeisen is everything that's done with flour, some flour in there. So you have,
oh my gosh,
you have dumplings. You have dumplings, dumplings that are filled with all kinds of stuff. In summer, specifically, you got dumplings filled with apricot.
Oh, I love
dumplings
it.
Dumplings with apricot is really good.
They're made from potatoes.
They are made. They can be made from potatoes, or they can also be made from. There's also another recipe with is fresh cheese dough. So it's fresh cheese with flour. And so I think that's how it's made. This is also really good. And then they are rolled in breadcrumbs.
Oh, wow.
And there's some sugar really on top
Austria,
of it.
We all go there. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Can you make them?
You know what?
They're complicated.
I have never made them. Yeah. I've never made them. Don't try on us.
Don't try on us. I'm saying you will be cooking for us something that you for sure know how to do.
And then you can also fill them with plums.
I love it.
Fill them with plums. Prawns, red prawns. And then they can also be filled with other things. So like they can be filled with meat, and they can fill with this, all kinds of different. So there's all these dumplings.
And nobody is sorry overweight. People are not overweight in Europe so much.
No, yeah, exactly. They walk a lot, you know. So
we just walk, yes. And again, you really can eat everything when you walk.
And then, of course, we have a lot of pastries. Got a lot of apple strudel, for example. The apple strudel, which is like really, really great. So the dough has to be
drier, more.
It has to be really like how do you call it? Pulled out. I call it pulling the dough because it needs to be so thin. They say so. The master strudel makers, they make it so thin that it becomes like so. You have this bowl of dough, but then you pull it out like this, you know, and then it becomes super thin. They say it has to be as thin so that you can read the newspaper behind
that's
it.
That's a test for the
dough. And then they roll it, you know, so then you have the apple in there.
Airy and crispy.
Apple with crispy and all that stuff in there. All the good stuff. So that's that stuff. And then, of course, we also have pancakes. We call them palachinken. And I just made some for my friends yesterday.
That's what we'll be eating soon. Okay, tell us, what is this? People will be so hungry after our show. Everybody.
I'm starving.
Yeah, me too.
I'm getting hungry right now.
Okay, tell us, because dessert is something that we love so much. What was it?
Yeah, so the palachinken, so those are pancakes, Austrian pancakes. They are like, I would say, they are, yeah. So a lot of people know the crepe, the French crepe. So the palachinken, they are like a more hearty version of the crepe. They're a little thicker, so it's kind of the dough is a little thicker. And then you fill them with different things. I mean, one thing that is very much liked is to fill them with fresh cheese. Mm. But the fresh cheese is sweet, so it's not salty, so it's sweet. And then you put like, you put dried, you put raisins in there.
Oh,
but the raisins, first you have, you drown them in rum.
Oh, my God.
You drown them in rum for 2 days, even and then better. You put the raisins in the fresh
And you
cheese.
Did that too? You put them in the rum or just gave normal? You did normal.
Yeah.
And alcohol on the side.
On the side, right. And then you get a little bit of vanilla sugar and the fresh cheese, so that's that version. But then you can also put, of course, you could put like some you can do it with some apricot jam, for example, which is also that's a classic, you know, with apricot jam. It's good with homemade apricot jam, something like that. So it's that's one of my favorites.
I love it. Okay, yeah. Now I really really think people understand it. Being a musician is very very not easy, but musicians have many sides of them outside of playing so well on many instruments, because you probably play also what?
Well, I play a number of instruments. I also play keyboards. I sing. I play percussion and I compose. And you know.
And you love to cook?
Yeah, I love to cook. You know, I mean, it's just using your creativity in a different way. You
Absolutely.
Know? I mean, the way I look.
I agree. That's yeah.
Yeah, the
that's
way I look at it is like when you're an artist, it's. When you're creative soul, so you applying your creativity to whatever you do.
Another soulful,
so it's like
soulful, the heart for music.
Soulful.
I just love it. Soulful, yes. For music, is a soulful too. Reinhold, we'll be playing your song closer to the end of the show, because I want end our show with your beautiful heartbeat song. But we need to know and learn how to do the Thai food. Now,
yes.
Do you want to describe to us a new? What? The sticky rice? What you be teaching us?
What do you guys prefer? We have Thai, pad Thai or the sticky
if
rice?
If it's not too
great.
Long, then please tell us, because I think people, they can read what is on Accent On, and then they will listen to you how to do it. Do you want me to show you your recipe, or you can Just tell us how you do it.
I mean, I can tell. I remember.
Okay, just go through it.
But I just want to mention that the music is the food for soul. I read somewhere like that sentence. Mm-hmm. I think it's like a museum of instruments in Phoenix, in Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah. And then that speaks to me so much. And, and like food is food is for stomachs, right? Mm-hmm. But like also you can do art using foods. And
totally.
I'm really big on like the visual component of food and the beauty. And especially I do work with populations, with patients, they have eating disorders and disorder eating. So I try to like bring that beauty component into my teachings.
That's totally nice. That's so beautiful because I mean, I love the statement that you read music is food for the soul, but also the food. We have a saying in Austria that says food is keeping body and soul together.
Wow.
I like that a lot.
So cute. Mm-hmm.
So that's what you do. This is your art, you know. So that's beautiful. You help people to stay to stay whole or to become whole again. So
even that small things like eating like peanut butter with sliced apple. I like to put peanut butter in the shape of heart. I mean that's game changer.
It's beautiful. Like,
especially
cute,
for someone who has eating disorder and is struggling with eating, and it's like everything is so challenging, especially peanut butter.
Right.
So like kind of like trying to, you know, like get different aspect of food, that this whatever is on the plate, it's gonna be part of you, and we shouldn't be afraid. Like, so finding the ways to challenge that fear, which a lot of people
cook for us.
So tell me, Anya, how is that if I'm like in the middle of the night, you know, I mean, it's late at night and I'm still working on some stuff, right? I'm still working on some stuff and I'm getting really hungry, and then I'm like,
what to eat?
I have this craving, I need to get some pancakes, and then I go in the kitchen and make myself some pancakes. That's kind
sticky
of
sticky rice.
Is that bad or something?
It's all about, you know, listening and trusting your body.
Right.
If that's something that you want and like you are connected with, you know, with yourself and you feel it, then go for it. You know, it's like,
I love
it's
her
amazing.
For that. She always say, don't deprive yourself, because if your body needs something or wants something, you just not too much, but you just enjoy it.
Just
I love
go for it.
It.
Don't question it.
I also heard actually that somebody told me this. There's a saying somewhere. So when somebody gets sick, you know, with whatever this is, that they should always go back and eat something that they liked eating when they were, that's something that's related to a good childhood memory. So a comfort food from your childhood that you really like, then you should eat that, because that helps your body to heal.
Yeah, yeah.
So in some, you know, like a metaphorical way, but I can see that, because
absolutely.
If you haven't had something for a very, very long time, and the food, there's so many memories related to food, because food is a cultural thing. We don't just eat, we spend time with people when we get together eating, you know, family, friends, and whatever. So there are memories and emotions that are related to food. So when you can connect them with a positive memory, then probably has a good effect on your body.
Looks like we are talking to two chefs today.
And
I just say, okay, you better teach us how to do the
sticky
mango rice, because that's good after 10 at night when you
I love that.
Just don't know what, because rice is filling. And just tell us how we can do it.
And this is also great breakfast. I like to cook like
hot or cold? Always warm?
You know, room temperature is the best.
Right.
Because if it's cold, there's less flavor in it.
Just tell us how to do it.
So you need, first of all, you need special rice. It's the short grain, sticky, glutinous rice.
Mm-hmm. Where you buy stuff like that?
So I shop usually for Thai food cooking at Ranch 99.
Mm-hmm. Ranch? Don't have it.
There is one on Sepulveda in, I think it's still like Sherman Oaks.
Okay.
It's in the valley. That's like from here, like 10 minutes. But Ranch 99 is a chain of stores.
Uh-huh.
You can find it in Orange County. You can find it in different...
Good to know.
Yes. Yeah. So Ranch 99, it's a cool store, and you will discover lots of different...
The short rice, white rice, and they're like gluten-free, yes?
No. All rice are gluten-free. So, but it's called also glutinous, because it's going to be like... It's very like... It's going to like expand and be like really sticky. And
it expands a lot, actually, right?
It does.
Okay, then you cook rice. They tell you how on
the
paper.
That's interesting, because it's glutinous, but it doesn't have gluten. So it's kind of confusing.
Yeah, that's what I was going there. I'm like, good, okay. Now, okay, then we are boiling water. We are doing how recipe asks us to do.
So you have to first soak the rice. And I soak it like overnight for at least a couple hours.
Okay.
Right.
And then...
we have this recipe on Accent on Facebook page. please, people, don't be nervous. You can all read there, okay?
Yeah. And you replace the water until it's clean, and then you cook it. You boil it like in a low heat until it's cooked. Mm-hmm. That's about that's about 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Low heat. How you can? Is this boiling water or just simmering?
Do you use a rice cooker or is it like a...
Well, I actually right now I don't possess a rice cooker. I use like regular pot.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
good.
I think I'm really like good with that. Simple person. I mean, like I don't like to have too much stuff. Uh-huh. But like I just don't have space for rice cookers. So.
Okay.
Because I love potatoes.
Come on, we need to cook this rice because my time is going up. And
okay. So until it's soft, and then as you boil it, it's becoming soft. Soft. You're gonna add the mixture of coconut milk, the condensed coconut milk.
Oh gosh. With heart attack. No.
With sugar.
Sounds good for me.
Well, you know, it's okay. It's high in saturated fatty acids, but also it's high in those like MCT, medium chain triglycerides, which are good for us. There's a lot of like confusion about coconut fats, but again, everything, you know, in balance, in moderation. We're not gonna drink like whole can of coconut milk, right?
Right.
So we're just gonna soak the rice in it.
Okay.
So you mix it with sugar, and then you you pour over the rice, over the boiled rice, mm-hmm. and you cook it a little bit longer, so until it absorbs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this like wonderful, sticky, sweet rice. I did, like the last time I cooked, I used brown rice. Don't do it because the sticky rice will be kind of like lightly brown.
Yeah.
So use like the, well, white sugar because it will give you
beautiful.
The best like outcome.
Oh,
I like black sticky rice. That's another story, but you know, but I don't know where to buy this black sticky rice. Did you ever eat?
No,
black.
Never,
oh
never
gosh, liked. This is a completely different consistency.
I mean, wild rice is that wild
black
rice? That's,
yeah.
That's like
right. Oh god. And you go to Thai restaurants and you ask them to prepare, or they will tell you when they do, because that's very long process too.
Mm-hmm.
But I have people who know people, and they say, call us and they will give it to you next week because we'll be cooking. They really need to cook, especially.
Wow.
Okay, then you mix the sugar, the coconut milk, and the soaked and boiled already
and you
rice.
A little bit of salt too.
A little
to
salt.
That,
okay.
To break that sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so on the end, you mix, you leave part of the coconut milk and you mix it with the starch. So it gets like kind of like saucy. You put it on the top, so you have this wonderful sauce. You slice fresh mango, and the game changer is the roasted sesame seeds.
Ah.
I think the sesame seeds adds like that extra something. So you just
of course.
Get like the white sesame seeds,
yeah.
and you roast it like for like 3 minutes on the dry pan, and then you just toss it on the top.
Yeah, yeah, of course. That's
now when we have the white sticky rice with mango with the sesame seeds that are roasted, we really can listen to Heartbeat of the City, which this is a beautiful song that Reinhold brought to us, and I just cannot wait to share with our listeners. Okay.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
I want more. I want more. It's so beautiful. Is this also this song is from Sunset?
Yeah, album? That's from the same album. Yeah, on iTunes. Yes.
Wonderful. Then everybody, please go to purchase the Sunset because soon we'll be having Sunset in Los Angeles. It's so beautiful today. So hot. So beautiful. This is the perfect music for our gorgeous NutriTune for Life.
Cooking.
A way of cooking with
I love
Anya.
It. I love it.
And of course,
can't wait to taste
everybody in the car need to have the CD and just enjoy it, you know, when we're eating or when we are driving. It's just beautiful music, really pretty relaxing.
Thank you very
much. For Thai food, yeah.
You know, I don't know even what to say because we're supposed to teach people how to do pad Thai.
Okay, so I can...
Fast is... Yes. What time? We have 1 minute.
Okay. So pad Thai, what do you need? Again, Ranch 99 store. You buy the rice, the chatabon rice, but it's like rice sticks.
Yeah.
You choose like the medium size. They will have different sizes. Choose the medium one. And, well, you don't have to boil it. You just pour like hot water or boiling water over the noodles. And you leave it alone, okay? You do it like for 30 minutes at least to get it soft. And then what's important is the sauce. I mean, in each kitchen, it's all about sauce. So in Thai cooking, it's a spicy sauce that, well, you need like a bunch of ingredients. You need the tamarind paste, which it's not that easy to buy it, but like, well, the Ranch 99, actually, they have tamarinds, which I have to put into the blender to make the paste. They didn't have the paste that I usually buy.
Okay.
But I don't know why. Anyway, you mix that with the sriracha sauce, fish sauce, and soy sauce. So those four ingredients. You cook it like in the low heat. Again, low heat. You don't want to like burn it. And then that sauce will be the flavor infusion into the rice noodles. Yes. So you put on the fry pan a little bit of oil. I use like extra virgin olive oil, but you can use any oil you want, like good quality oil. And then first you start with the egg. You use like two eggs and you kind of like scramble
them.
I'm getting so hungry right now.
Gosh,
I can tell you. It's,
and then you add the...
What did we do to us?
Yes. And then you add the... the other ingredients, like the you add the pasta, and you add the your protein. So I use shrimp, but you can also use chicken, or you can use tofu.
Yeah.
You can use both, like chicken and tofu, or shrimp and tofu. So you add them after the egg is scrambled, and then you add the pasta and you add the sauce, and you cook like follow the direction of the recipe. But it's like 7 minutes cook up, not too long.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually, when I did my party, I did it like 4 batches.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Can we invite ourselves to your place tonight? Can you?
No, we cannot. This is a long cooking site. The start is closed for today. But today we also need to close our act and on. Time is running out from us. And Anya, you will be next month, hopefully, finishing or just redoing something or giving us a new recipe, because that's what you talk to us right now. It doesn't look so hard to do, but somebody needs to describe, you know, the way how you cook. Reinhold, you'll be here hopefully next Monday. I want you to, one more time, we could play the same songs.
I
would love it too, because we want your sound.
Thank you so much.
Yes, of music. Great be music. With us. Then your website, Anya, NutriTune for Life, will be open probably in a few days. Just start open and then later change. Don't make
publish.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Everybody wants everything perfect. No, we don't need perfection.
It's
we
hard.
Just need something workable. And the same with you, Reinhold. I cannot wait for you to cook for us something Austrian.
Yes,
because
looking forward to
sounds
that.
Good.
Is there any Austrian restaurant in LA?
No, actually, there was one. There was one, but to my knowledge, no, there's not one anymore.
Okay.
There were two, actually.
Maybe that's what you're supposed to do. Just open a little private
restaurant. Business is a tough business in LA. It's a very tough business.
We don't want that. We prefer to buy tickets and go and visit Austria and Thailand and Poland.
And you come to my place and, you know, you get some.
That's what we are doing. Accent On for today says goodbye to everybody. We'll be closing our show with Natasha Mira calling out to me song. A moment until next week.
In the darkness I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I can become until I've won. I'm running far and wide, searching.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.